This is a download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/radio1. Radio 1 Podcast. The Scott Mills Daily.
Scott Mills. Yesterday, I think I unearthed the most offensive phrase in the German language. I didn't mean to. I just had loads of German phrases, and we were finding out what they meant from just calling up randomly various places in Germany. Now, I called one of them, a hotel, saying I was about to do an interview with the German footballer's wife, but she didn't speak any English and I didn't speak any German. And all the phrases were going fine. She explained to me exactly what they meant, the lady on the other end of the phone, until the last phrase.
Ich würde dich gerne mit Schlagsahne bedecken und dich dann ablecken.
No, this is going too far now.
Right. So it must be really offensive, because like, that was it. That was the end of the conversation. So we tried a couple other places with the most offensive phrase in the German language, and this is what happened.
Das ist die Parkhotel-Empfang Campioni, einen schönen guten Tag.
Ich würde dich gerne mit Schlagsahne bedecken und dich dann ablecken.
Right. Yeah. Straight down. And again.
Hotel Dallas Karwinkel, guten Tag.
Ich würde dich gerne mit Schlagsahne bedecken und dich dann ablecken.
Oh no. No thanks. Scott Mills.
Was kommt da über den Berg? Ist es ein Monster?
Yesterday we found out that to German people there is one phrase that seemed much more offensive, particularly offensive to them, than all the others.
Guten Tag.
So earlier I called a German tourist board, I think in Munich, pretending that this woman was actually with me at the time.
Guten Tag.
And got them to translate exactly what she was saying.
Tourismus am München, Graf, grüß Gott.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, I wonder if you can help me.
Yes, I hear you.
Okay, I work in a flower shop, right, called Mills and Blooms. And just now, they've got this silly German woman who keeps on... She keeps on just speaking German to me, willy-nilly.
You couldn't understand her.
I can't understand
Guten
her
Tag.
At all.
She,
right, just a minute, love. Hang on a
Wie
second.
Geht's?
Yeah, wait, okay?
Guten Tag.
I'll be with you in a second. So I wonder if you could just help me to translate what she's saying, because I don't know what she wants, whether she wants begonias or pansies or gypsophilias or what she wants.
Okay.
Would you be able to help me?
Yes, I'll try.
Okay.
Guten Tag.
What's that?
Hello.
Entschuldige, aber du stinkst ziemlich aus dem Mund.
What's she saying there?
The translation would be, excuse me, but there's a bad breath coming out of your mouth, I'm sorry to say, but that's what she said.
So she's saying my breath smells?
Yes.
Guten Tag.
How rude.
That's terrible, but it's unusual, let's say.
Hast du gefurzt?
Did you fart, huh?
So what is she saying to me? She's saying my breath smells and asking me if I farted.
Yes.
Hast du gefurzt?
Look, give me a second, love. I'm just trying to find out what you're saying,
Hast
all right?
Hast du gefurzt?
I can't understand you.
Guten Tag.
Shut up a minute.
Was kommt da über den Berg? Ist es ein Monster?
What's she saying?
What is coming up that hill? Is it a monster?
I hope you'll forgive me, but she sounds a little bit deranged. That's not the normal behaviour for Germans, is it?
It isn't, of course.
Hast
it
du gefurzt?
No. It might be a bit crazy.
Right.
Ich würde dich gerne mit Schlagsahne bedecken und dich dann ablecken.
I would love to cover you with cream and then lick everything off your body.
So she wants to lick whipped cream off my body?
Yes, of course.
Oh my God.
Hast du gefurzt?
Okay, I think I better go now. I'm gonna go and get some cream. Thanks for your help. Bye.
No, it was not a problem.
Right, so there we are. The most offensive phrase in the German language. Is
ich würde dich gerne mit Schlagsahne bedecken und dich dann ablecken.
I would love to cover you with cream and then lick everything off your body.
Radio 1 Podcast. The Scott Mills Daily. This is a download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/radio1.